William, we're just looking ahead at a mound with a building on top of it. It looks like a church. This is a very significant site for Scottish history.
It is indeed. You could say this is sort of the central point of Scottish history in a way. It is the Moot Hill, the crowning place of Scottish kings. And when I say Scottish kings, I mean, you know, Macbeth, Robert Bruce, all the really famous kings, Charles II. It resembles everything that is Scotland, Scotland's nationhood, Scotland's sovereignty. And there's even a story about it being called the Boot Hill because of the soil that the lords and the dignitaries around Scotland who came to witness coronations, they brought soil in their boots and created the hill by pouring it all in one place so that the king was crowned literally on all of Scotland.
Fascinating stuff. Of course, it's very many years now since the King of Scotland was crowned there. Many people, though, will have heard of the Stone of Scone.
Yeah, the Stone of Scone, or often called the Stone of Destiny, now in Edinburgh, but having been, to put it politely, pinched by Edward I, or if you think Braveheart, Longshanks, the Hammer of the Scots, who took it in 1295 as a sort of a symbol of him stripping Scotland of its nationhood. He tried to take everything, he tried to completely destabilise Scotland as a country, and he took all their national relics and everything like that, destroyed many of them. And with the stone, he made a real symbol of it because he then commissioned the coronation chair, the one that's still in Westminster today and still used today, and he encased the stone within the chair so that sovereign of England and then later Britain literally sat upon the stone and sat upon Scotland. There's no bigger sort of symbol of their domination of the Scots. They sat upon it.
Just behind you, there is a palace, very grand, stately home, Scone Palace, and that connected with a different strand, if you like, of Scottish history, the Union Empire, the aristocracy.
It kind of grew out of the old into the new sort of evolution, because it used to be, the reason why it's called a palace, there aren't many of them around, is that it was the Abbot's Palace, because there used to be an abbey here, that's why there are coronations here. So it was the Abbot's Palace, and then after the Reformation, it became a secular lordship, a secular home, and has continued to be so ever since. And our family were given it by James I and VI in 1600.
He was a king of Scotland and of England.
Yeah, so he was, 400 years ago, he was the start of the whole process of Scotland and England coming together. And yes, our family got into it then, and it is a symbol of everything that the wealth that poured into this country ever since, really.
So Scone is a place where two histories sit side by side. One is of Scotland as an independent country. The other is of Scotland within the UK. And of course, those twin histories are colliding in a big way as Scotland prepares to go to the polls on Thursday to vote on the independence question. I've come about a mile down the road to Scone Village. Back in those illustrious times we were hearing about, this was actually a city and it was regarded as Scotland's capital. These days it's a fairly typical suburban settlement with a few pubs, shops and chippies. And here, as in so many places in Scotland, opinion seems to be split right down the middle.
I think the yes thing is all about confidence, looking forward. It's a bit of a leap of faith, but better that than to be constantly told, no, you can't do this, and be restricted to, no, you can't do that. No, I'm looking forward to it enormously.
Too big a risk, yeah. Where's the money going to come from? Where's the work going to come from? Can't live on whiskey and oil for the rest of our lives, can we?
How are you planning to vote?
Yes.
Why have you decided an independent Scotland's the best thing?
Because I didn't vote for a Tory government. And if I'm in Scotland, I won't have to live under a Tory government.
We're fine as we are. Scotland's not a damaged country and we're good as a union, so happy to stick together, better together. And to be honest, there's so much like infighting, almost people falling out with each other, that I just now kind of want to not think about it at all and just make my vote, and hopefully that'll be it, done.
Yeah, that is happening then, it's causing arguments.
Definitely, yeah. I work in a big office and there's tons every morning, massive fights, so it's not much fun.